B-Pod Studios.
Did you go somewhere only once because the service was bad? Like, did you go there and you never went back?
Oof. I mean, like, the customer service would have to be really bad for me to only give it one shot.
Really?
Yeah, I would think.
It's
yeah.
easy for the red.
Yeah. I'm a one and done-er. Like, there's too many places for me to try and go. It, like, if I've had a bad experience, I typically won't go back.
Okay.
And that's not really the norm. You're actually very in the minority.
Though. Really?
Not a lot of people are like you. According to a new survey, Americans will typically forgive a retailer up to 3 mistakes before they decide to never go back. And on average, people have sworn off at least 4 places due to poor customer service. So there's at least 4 places for some people that they'll never go back to because of customer service. How many for you?
Honestly, I really only have like 2.
Really?
Yeah.
2 strikes and you're out.
And by the way, one of them has like begged her to come back and was like, no. Oh, we'll take care of you. We want to make sure you have a good experience.
And listen, I'm not saying I'll never go back there. I will give them another try. I just like I said, there's just so many options out there that now it's not the first place that I think of
right.
to go. You know?
Amanda went to a new food place that opened up near us. And we were excited to try it. They had like a, you know, big mailer that it was coming out. And so all of a sudden, she came home with the food and I said, how was it? She goes, I walked in and they were very unorganized. Like nobody greeted me. I was mm-hmm. just standing there. Finally, I said, hey, can I make an order? Now, granted, it was the first week,
but you know, I had this something similar when I went to that Coliseum V or 5. It's that new arcade place with the self-serving beer.
Okay.
And like when I got there, the beer tap machine was down. The credit card machine was down. It was a cash only operation. No, it's a credit card only operation, but the credit cards are down, so you couldn't buy any alcohol from the liquor bar.
Yeah,
and then you couldn't do anything. I was like, you literally, it's just like a building.
So did you leave?
I did, and they were so upset, and I'm like, you probably shouldn't have opened.
Right. And are you going to go back, give it another shot?
I don't know.
Wow.
No. See, but it's not going to be at the top of your mind now. Like, you're going to want to go try something else before you are going to want to go back to somewhere that was just like, meh.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Yeah.
Nicole, what about you? How many chances do you give a place before you're like, I'm not going back?
You know, I don't think that I actually have ever been to a place where it was that bad where I would never go back. I don't think I've ever had that experience before.
Pretty chill.
But I'm also like a creature of habit. So once I find a good place, I'll go and go and go, and I'll make excuses for like, oh, okay, like the waiter's not really attentive today.
Yeah.
Like, and I'll just make an excuse for him.
There used to be a place around here in South End. It's actually gone now, but we stopped going there because we realized we went there 5 times, and like 3 out of the 5 times, all of a sudden our debit cards got compromised.
Yeah. And then because I actually enjoyed the food, I went back and specifically paid for cash. And the same waitress stole cash from me. She didn't give me my whole change back. Yeah. I'm like, this place is a racket, man.
But the iced tea is so good.
See, and like for me, there was nothing like crazy standout about that place for me to ever go back on my own without you guys. Because you guys are always the ones that would want to go
right.
back.
She's so wrong. It's such a good restaurant.
It was.
It's just okay.
It's gone now, along with everything else in South End that's just being wiped out and new stuff's coming in. But yeah. You know, the other thing that sucks too is, a producer Nicole brought it up, is when you start going to a place and you fall in love with it. You love the food. You love the service. You get to know people. Then all of a sudden, it's that dreaded thing where you go there and it's not open when it normally is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then it opens up a week later under new management and it sucks.
Yeah, it's different.
Oh, that's so disappointing.
Yeah. That's like, you may or may not know this. There's a place called Ed's Tavern, and for like 2 weeks, it was bourbon and burgers. That lasted for 2 weeks. And then now there's a new Ed Tavern sign right back outside.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Lorenz Show.
They shot a lot of Homeland there. That show Homeland at Ed's Tavern, yeah.
They did.
803 said, I went to a restaurant in Lake Wylie with my 9-year-old daughter, and I was the only person at a table, and other than a man at the bar, and the service was just awful. With two people in the restaurant, the service was awful. That's just an F. All right, you guys can keep that coming. DM us at the MRL Show, or you can text us and let us know about your over-unders on how long you stay at a place before the customer service chases you away. Hey, up next, though, we got to talk about this. There's a video. Did you see this? The 9-year-old is using Alexa to get, quote-unquote, help with his homework. And it got me thinking about the time I was in college. And my friend and I used a very creative way, Loren, to get help during text. We'll tell you about how we got help during these tests coming up in 6 minutes.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.